Welcome to What Are You Sporting About Podcast, a podcast about business, employment, sports, and entertainment to help educate, support, and guide you to your next level. Here's your host, attorney Savania DeBarros.
Hello, hello. I'm Savania DeBarros, protector of athletes and also the founder and principal attorney of the SL DeBarros Law Firm. Look, I'm so excited today to talk to you guys because last night I was just in my sleep, just thinking about all of the things that young entrepreneurs and athletes go through. And as they're journaling through their life, there's some things that we forget to think about, right? We forget to think about the total being of who we are. If this is you, then this is the episode that you need to be diving into today, because we're going to talk about the total care of the athlete. Now, listen, I want to invite you personally to join me July 29th and 30th at the first annual NIL Combine. This is going to be a panel discussing how athletes can support themselves throughout their entire journey by taking care of their total selves. So make sure that you come get your tickets right now at athletesmakingmoves.com/NIL Combine. As I was thinking about this issue, I thought about the pressures that we put on ourselves and how we forget often about our mental health, our spiritual care, how we forget about the things that make sense and matter to us. So I want you to think about, what are some things that I have either put off to the side or just ignored because maybe I was trying to please somebody else, or maybe I thought this was something that I needed or had to do. Yeah, let me be real with you. Okay. Yes, I'm the protector of athletes. Yes, I've garnered some form of success in my life, but things have not come without an issue. Things have not come without issues. I am telling you, there have been moments throughout the journey of my life where I've had to reevaluate, why am I even doing this? And it may come a shock to you that even with law, and I love the law, I had to ask myself, why am I doing this? And one thing I realized was, it's not the law that I don't like. It was the type of clients that I was serving. It wasn't fulfilling me. It was not fulfilling me. So it was more stressful. I had more anxiety. It just didn't feel great. And that led me to you guys. That led me to doing things that really give me the boost that I need to continue working and striving to support you all. So in that vein, I want you to think about, what am I doing right now that I feel is not fulfilling to me? Why am I doing this? It may also come as a shock to you that, and look, I'm not trying to tell you not to do whatever you're doing, but I want you to be real with yourself. I want you to take your time back, because it's a commodity that just, it doesn't last always. So when you're in the moments of doing whatever you're doing, it needs to make sense for you. It needs to make sense for you. So yeah, even as an athlete, if you are only playing because someone else wanted you to do that, or you are trying to please someone because someone else around you in your family or your circle was an athlete, is that fulfilling to you? Because there's a lot of grit that is involved with being an athlete. You have to be ready. And depending on what type of sport you're in, the way that you're coached, it may not be the best thing for you. It could be something that damages you the remainder of your life, but for a good part of your life, right? So you need to be absolutely certain that this is your decision, not somebody else's. I shared with you guys some episodes back about the percentage of people who are on a job and characterize themselves as basically their titles on that job. How many athletes do we have that characterize themselves only as athletes because they have no idea who they are? They have not stopped to think about, who am I in this life outside of my sport, outside of my school? Who am I? And am I taking care of that person? When we make the choice to put ourselves in positions where we have to carry this facade, it does something to our psyche. Because what happens when, after a while, you can no longer keep up that masquerade, right? It does something to you. How are you able to move forward after that? And if you lose something that's attached to that masquerade that you've been running around with for years, where do you start from? Where do you pick up from? How do you move forward towards in your life, in your career, or the career you thought you wanted, but turned out to be only a facade? It wasn't anything that you even wanted. You don't even enjoy it. The only reason why you're there is because you were doing it to keep up with the masses, or you were doing it because someone else in your family or your circle wanted you to do that. That's how they saw you. And so since that's how they saw you, that's how you saw yourself. But it's not real. I want you to take care of the total person of who you are. And that starts with really thinking about who you are, not who you want to be, but who you are right now in this moment. Who are you outside of your name? Who are you outside of your title? Who are you outside of you being an athlete? Who are you? That is important. That is an important question for the rest of your life. Because as your title changes, as your job changes, as your purpose flourishes, you need to understand, who am I? What are the things I'm going to put up with and what I'm not? I literally just had a conversation with a very successful young woman the other day who teaches on or supports businesses through DEI training. And one of the things we were discussing was how our tolerance level for certain things have just is non-existent anymore. Okay. I mean, I support clients who are making six figures. I'm getting employee six figure settlements. She's earning six figures from doing DEI work, you know. So I'm not talking to someone who hasn't gotten any form of success in their life. But even at that level of success, you have to know who you are, because if you don't, people will still try to run over on you. Doesn't matter how much money you got in your bank account. You can be certain of that. So if you don't know who you are, people will still try to run your life and they will try to run your business. But you, once you know, okay, this isn't going to fly. I'm not having it, right? This is not how I want my business to be ran. This is not the feeling that I want to have when I'm approached by these particular people or this type of genre of clients or customers. Then you set the boundary around what you want to have happen. But you can do that when you know who you are. And when you know who you are, you know what you're worth, right? You know exactly what it takes for you to support someone. And when you support them, you know that you're also supporting yourself. You're supporting yourself because you're not going to have the same type of tolerance for BS that you may have had in the past. You will have the proper amount of guard to support the emotional growth, the mental growth, the spiritual growth, if you are a spiritual person, right? The social growth that you need to have to be successful, because we have to make relationships in this life. But you will have the right amount of boundary so that you can go on further into your life and grab a hold of the success that you see for yourself. So who are you? who are you? And that's a different question than who you want to be, right? Because when we ask the question of who we want to be, it's almost, it almost is like, do I have to be somebody else to be successful in the future? No, you can be yourself. You definitely don't have to be somebody else. But when the question is asked, who do you want to be? That should be attached to who I am now. So who do I want to be in the next 5 years is a greater version of myself. I want to have more growth. I want to be successful in X, Y, and Z, you know, areas of my life. Or I want to have made such a major impact in the sports industry or the finance industry, like whatever industry you're in. So don't think about years later being someone completely different. Just be a better version of yourself. So when you start right now to think about who you are and you taking care of the total part of yourself, it is easier to now plan and think about long-term who you want to be as part of being that person now, right? So listen, come out to the NIL Combine, because part of knowing who you are and taking care of the total person is a major step in owning and monetizing and protecting your name, image, and likeness. I said before, if you don't know who you are, people will try to take advantage of you. And that also means if you don't know what you have, which is the worth that is attached to your name, your image, and your likeness, people will still try to take advantage of you. So even if you feel like it's not even worth anything right now, I want you to change that mindset. And I want you to join the NIL Combine, because we're going to show you why you are worth it. We're going to show you why you deserve to monetize and leverage and protect your name, image, and likeness. And we're going to also do that by starting with taking care of the total part of who you are as an athlete, as an individual, as an entrepreneur. And we're going to have expert panelists to help support you along the way so you can get the information that people are not giving you, right? So we are not going to hide the ball here. Come to the NIL Combine event happening July 29th and 30 this year. You can go ahead and get your reservation at athletesmakingmoves.com/NIL Combine. I will see you guys soon. And as always, it's my pleasure to educate, motivate, and support you to your next level. I'm Savannah Browse, and I'll check you guys later. Bye.
I'm Savannah Browse, the protector of athletes. Can you believe that we're almost at the one-year mark of name, image, and likeness? As a business and sports attorney, I help athletes, entrepreneurs, and business owners gain clarity on their NIL by understanding what it is and what it isn't, how to monetize it, and how to boost protection through contracts and federal registration. You want to learn more? Join me for the first annual NIL Combine event on July 29th and 30th and learn from industry experts that will help you reimagine and think differently about your NIL. RSVP today while space lasts at athletesmakingmoves.com/NIL Combine.
Thanks for joining us this week on What Are You Sporting About podcast. Make sure to visit our website, prosportlawyer.com, where you can subscribe to the show in iTunes, Stitcher, or whatever your favorite platform is, so you'll never miss a show. And while you're at it, if you found value in the show, we'd appreciate a rating on iTunes or iHeartRadio. Or if you'd simply tell a friend about the show, that would help us out too. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, What Are You Sporting About? Attorney Savannah DeBarros is available for private consulting at sldebarros.com. And remember, we're here to educate, support, and guide you in your journey to success, because we're all sporting about something.